Good afternoon, folks. This is Carolyn Evans. We are at our appointed time to have fun together, to kind of touch one another, share some ideas, some thoughts, look at some healing, and some fascinating news from Spirit. Hi, Caroline.
Hi, everybody. Glad to be here.
What'd you say?
Very glad to be here.
I know. It's fun.
It is fun.
Before we get into our show, Charlene, there was something I wanted to talk about a little bit to people out there who are listening. If you're familiar with the work that I do, you know that I've been on the radio here at BBS for the last couple of years, and it has been a real joy. It's been a joy meeting with you, hearing your questions, finding some answers for you. So, Charlene and I, number one, would like to thank you for being there. And if you know my work, you know that I do readings from the Akashic Records. I go to those records that are held by the cherubim in the center of the cosmos. And also, we do conference calls with Archangel Michael, Yeshua, Master Kasumi, mostly, who come in on the conference calls. And what we have now is the Voices from Heaven. We interview someone on the other side each month. These calls are held on the second and the fourth Thursday of the month. But the reason that I'm bringing this up in the beginning of the show is because as we have been doing these things, the information that we have received has been evolving. And I think there is some important news that I want to share with those who are listening. And we touched on it last Sunday, and that is, might you be a cherubim? And I know that sounds like some really lofty thought, but we all come into this world, our memory is cut of from all of the things that we've done in the past, the places that we have been. And since I've been doing the readings, more and more cherubim have been coming asking for a reading. And I thought this was fascinating until, as this information is accumulating, some of the facts that I have found are this, and I want to lay them at your feet. Number one, there were two extremely large contingents of cherubim that came to this part of the cosmos. They were doing planetary work. They were sent to hold together the vibrations of this planet so it wouldn't implode. And as an implosion, it would fall in on itself, and Source didn't know how far this damage would go. Therefore, all these cherubim came. You might be walking around very interested in the spiritual aspect and not be aware that, number one, you are a cherubim. And the reason that I bring this up is because what is coming forth time and time again in the readings is, after all of these epochs of time, the energy is finally coming so that the cherubim have three choices. They can either stay here and continue to incarnate on this planet. They can go with Archangel Michael to the Golden Galaxy, or they can go back home. Home for the cherubim is in the center of the cosmos, next to Source. So what has come out of these readings is the method of how you find out if you are a cherubim, what you need to do. So I want you to contemplate on that a little bit, because it explains a lot of things that have happened in your life. It explains a lot of the emotions that you've had surrounding certain events in your life. Then just recently, the next question that comes up is, you might not be a cherubim, but are you a messenger of the Elohim? In our conference call, the last one that we had with Marilyn Monroe, which was a fascinating conference call because she really talked a lot about spiritual life on each side of the veil, so to speak. And we have a question and answer period, and one of the people who was on the conference call wanted to know the name of this group because we have a lot of regulars who come to the conference calls. And I called in Archangel Michael to find out what he would say about this. And he called in, as I called him in, he told us that this group were messengers of the Elohim and that they were here doing planetary service. Again, people on the call did not remember this, but it answered a lot of the questions that they had, and it helped to explain to them the other work that they were doing. Now, the reason that this is important, dear friends, is because the same choices are in front of the messengers of the Elohim that are in front of the cherubim right now. The messengers of the Elohim have not come from the center of the cosmos. They have come from different planets in the universe. And what we learned is there was a council that you probably are familiar with. There was the Council of 12 that planned with the Elohim, that planned with Yeshua, bringing in this particular planetary system, this part of the universe. And it was just fascinating as this has evolved how these were all members of the different galactic conferences, and each member brought different individuals that would help fulfill the necessary items that would be needed on this planet. And so the Elohim planned with creation, but since they are not in form, they had to call forth individuals from these different planetary systems to come to Earth and be their messengers. And again, these messengers are working without memory. They are doing these deeds because they are being prompted to do so, but it would be so much more meaningful to them to start to remember. And that is basically what we're talking about here. The vast number of individuals who are cherubim, the vast number of individuals who are messengers of the Elohim, what needs to be done to decide if you're going to go back home or if you're going to stay here, and how to start working with evoking the memory of your journey. So, folks, this is what I want you to contemplate. Since we do not have all of the listeners who usually get on this conference call, or not conference call, but on the show, we're going to talk about this a little bit later because this is so important. I want all of you to know just what is happening. So I'm going to turn this over to Charlene now. Charlene, there's been a tremendous amount of news on so many fronts. And I know that you listened to, or did you have time to listen to the conference call with Marilyn Monroe?
No, I sure didn't have it in a moment at all.
Well, I know sometimes we get very busy. When we do these conference calls, we also are able to download the entire conference call and re-listen again to what went on, the questions, so forth. Well, folks, Charlene and I are going to talk about some things. If you wish to call in right now, we will take some calls. Our number here is 877-876-5227. You might want to call in, talk to Charlene. looking for a healing in some aspect, you might want to talk to me, Carolyn Evers. You might be prompted on some level about whether you are a messenger of the Elohim or a cherubim who is here, or you might just want to know what your mission is, where your soulmate is, or has some other questions along those lines. So, Caroline, I'm sorry, that was a little bit of a slip there. Caroline was on my mind. Are you there, dear?
Yes, I am.
I don't know, are you feeling her essence with us?
Yes.
Would she just step in?
Huh?
Did she just step in?
Who?
Caroline.
Yeah.
I wanted to mention that before we take this caller's request, Caroline Allen used to be my co-host on this Saturday show.
Right.
And as you know, she's crossed over to the other side, but she is still with us. And I think she decided on this particular day she's going to join the group. So, caller, your name, please.
Rosemary.
Hi, Rosemary.
Hello. I have a question for Carolyn, and that is that I just spent 72 hours. You know, you talk about being Elohim and not knowing what you're doing and doing it anyway. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just kind of like, okay, I'm not going to debate. I'm just going to go do what I'm told. And I did 72 hours of just resting, going into a mantra and saying, I choose God, I choose ascension, I choose the breath of God. And then just holding that until I fell asleep, and then coming back out again and doing the same thing. What was that?
Well, one of two things, dear. Your body really needed a lot. Well, there are several things. Your body really needed a lot of rest.
Mm-hmm.
Two, you're in a time warp. Or three, you're doing some planetary service. So what do you think?
I don't know.
I can't believe you actually said you don't know. Rosemary, whenever I talk to you, you always know.
Well, this one was a biggie. Seldom do I spend 72 hours in unconsciousness, you know. I think I was unconscious for 72 hours. I mean, you talk about not knowing and knowing, and I just love you both so very, very much. And it's like, I just don't know.
Have you meditated on the subject?
I got told to call you guys.
Oh, that's so funny. So you were told to call us.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Charlene, before I go see what I can find out about it, do you have anything you want to say to Rosemary?
Well, she's just in the process of all the learning.
Mm-hmm.
You're just learning a tremendous amount of knowledge. It's almost like those that are willing to learn, it's almost like all of a sudden, it was like Carolyn was saying, their consciousness is opening up. And all of this information is coming forth.
Mm-hmm. And it's been a deep prayer because I know of the changes that are coming, and to know that you know and not be able to access it is not a good thing.
Yeah, but are you writing?
No, I'm not writing.
You're a good writer.
I am a good writer. I just didn't know I should write this down. I thought it was just not for, you know.
No, sit down with a piece of paper and a pencil.
Or
okay.
The computer. Rosemary's computer person.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, and just sit there, and it'll start coming. It'll come down through your crown chakra into your hands.
Definitely will do that as my next thing. Start in the evening, because, I mean, it was like a couple months ago when I was just, I said, God, what do I need to ask of you? I've asked for everything, and you've always given it. What do I need to ask? And I was told, download your Zohar body. And I went, okay, I'll ask for it.
Well, don't hang up, because you're not done yet, you know.
Well, I will write. I can follow directions.
Okay. Because that'll come down through your crown chakra into your hands.
Okay.
Okay?
I will definitely do that.
Because the information's all there, ready, available to you.
Cool.
Rosemary, while you were doing this, did you see any lines or dashes running in front of your eyes?
I just saw bright light, and I wanted to be there.
Okay, so you saw bright light. You didn't see lines and dashes of it going in front of your eyes while you were seeing this light?
No.
Because I guess each person, it happens a little bit differently. When I receive a download, I see dots and dashes, which reminds me of Braille.
Mm-hmm.
Running from the left, the left to the right in front of my eyes.
Yeah, I'm hearing the words updating your own binary code. Yeah.
Well, I call it a download, but, you know,
maybe,
whatever.
Maybe you ought to ask them to please decode it for you.
Definitely will do that. Please decode it for me. I wish to understand.
Yeah, do that. Tell them.
With every fiber of my being, I wish.
Yeah, that they'll decode it.
Okay, definitely we'll do that.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Okay, let's now that we've had some consensus here, two things. I'll see if I can get something from it, and then the other thing I want you to stay on the line, Rosemary, and see if we can get a little information on what is happening on the planet right now. Pope John Paul just gave me some information about a change in the core of the Earth, and
mm-hmm.
it is one of the things that has caused this storm how do you pronounce that? Malamar?
Mm-hmm.
Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Pronouncing what?
That big...
Where they had the...
storm where all those people have died.
Yeah, it's in what we used to call Burma.
Burma, yeah, but how? What's the correct pronunciation now? Is it Malamar?
Malamar or something. For me, it's always, you know, been...
It's Burma. What I had gotten on that is it's a change in the core of the Earth that was the cause for that, but... Let's see about your situation, Rosemary, and see if I can get anything in addition to what Charlene has said, because it sounds to me like this is an important event for you.
Thank you.
What they're showing me is... the cherubim have your record, and they've opened it up to a place that has a lot of white light.
Mm-hmm.
And if they were to do this, she would have what would appear to be a finger placed upon this white light. And what I'm being told is that... this is information from your past that you had accumulated. See, if I'm doing a reading, I can write this out in detail, but on the air, they're going to show me images, sort of like a shorthand, so to speak, and that this is information that you already have accumulated in the past. It's in your soul history. It is the period of time when this is to be accessed, and it is because you haven't opened up some of your memory banks. You are good at remembering and have opened up some of your memories, but this is more esoteric information
mm-hmm.
that you held in the past. She is showing me the world and going back to prehistory as we know it, and actually before Atlantis.
Mm-hmm.
And you probably are aware and remember that you were the one of the souls that was involved with the Margat fiasco.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was one of those big games that didn't exactly go as we would have liked for it to do, but it happened.
Mm-hmm.
And he's drawing a line through all of your history, through the journey that you were on from Margat to Atlantis to Egypt to more current times. And where you have remembered some of it, there is more that you need to remember. And what they are showing us, and you already know this, Rosemary, time is drawing short.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the information that is in the past needs to be brought forward right now. This is your own soul information that you have gathered.
Okay.
And so what she says is embrace it.
Mm-hmm.
Work with it.
Yes.
That you already know how to use it.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And I will just put in my list of cosmic requests. Please help me to embrace all the powerful and good and positive information in my memory banks that I may be of greater service.
Yes. And that is exactly what you are being called to do right now, Rosemary, is you're so attuned into this. The thing is, you're just being called to do more service.
You know, I like God.
Well, that'll show, that'll teach you putting your hands up so much volunteering. You know, my complaint is that we're not allowed to bring this operational manual with us.
Oh, but they did allow us to phone home on a daily basis.
Yeah, but the rates went up.
Okay.
The rates went up. They're expecting more of us to phone home.
Mm-hmm.
Now, while you're here, Rosemary, you got your answer, darling. Let you and Charlene and myself talk a little bit about what you perceive as some of the earth changes. So let's start with you, Rosemary. Are you perceiving a change that has occurred on planet Earth recently?
The chord, the musical chord on which this planet vibrates has changed. And that chord will honor certain energies, and that chord will rearrange others. Great libraries of information are being opened up to those who wish to perceive them. And many, many trapped souls are being released and sent back to God.
Mm-hmm. Now, where are these trapped souls hanging out at the moment that are being released?
We're talking about ancient battles, other things. The earth is just like shaking all this energy out and letting it go back to source. No more dissonance.
Are you talking about the astral planes?
I'm talking about the actual interpenetrating planes of this, that interpenetrate with this planet, where it's held on to some of the sorrow. And it's what I'm hearing and seeing and is that it's just kind of vibrating all of this sorrow out and giving it back to source so that the planet can be in a joyful place.
Well, I love that concept, or that thought, not necessarily a concept, that journey. I've been told that, and others are working on this, that the astral planes have to be cleared of the souls that are residing there because of the changes that are coming about with regards to ascension.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you have to say about that?
You're absolutely right. That's what the shaking is about, getting this stuck energy out of her being. It's just clearing it with a great light. And the more we as light workers call in light and assistance to help people who have been, some who have willingly taken this burden on and some who have just been ignorant and held on to their pain for eons and not known to go to the light, all of that's being cleared. It's kind of like, words please. It's almost like that, you know, the Ghostbusters, we've sent in the flight beings to carry back the light. The souls that are lost? Is that connecting with you? We're having people who are regularly know sending light to places where there has been so, like Gettysburg and other places, where that pain is still there.
Right.
And it's all being cleared.
Yeah, I have a friend that goes to different burial grounds with that purpose in mind to release those souls that are stuck there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, different battlefields in World War II and so forth.
Wow.
You know, when you think of this, this planet has really been involved in so many tragic and sad events.
Mm-hmm. It's been a place where we have played out duality.
Yeah.
And there is only one reality, and that's the light. And so that illusion is now leaving.
Well, what came to us on one of the conference calls is that the people who were on the conference calls, one of the things that they were doing, of course, was bringing in more light, anchoring it to the center of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And the more light that is brought in, it means that those entities that are opposed to source will not be able to cross over that line of light.
Wow. Cool.
Well, it's very cool. It seems that there are two forms of darkness. One form are those who are diabolically opposed to source, and they reside off planet. And it explained how they can send their compacted thoughts in such a fashion to those on this planet who have negative thinking, who have negative attitudes, and they can take them over, so to speak, and they sort of act like they're puppets. And, you know, you hear about these violent things that are going on in Earth,
mm-hmm.
and you wonder, how in the world could somebody do that? Well, they're being controlled by these entities who are off-planet. And if we can bring in enough light and it forms this barrier of light, they won't be able to do that anymore.
Okay. Well, that's what I've been doing almost every day of my life, is surrounding this planet with light.
Well, I knew that you were working on that.
Mm-hmm. 9 bands of light, each circling and oscillating, all in wondrous synchronicity, but it's hard to penetrate a shield of 9 vibrations.
Well, I'm glad that you called.
Thank you.
To get your question answered. And
well,
I'm glad that you called to share your information with those who are listening.
Mm-hmm. Well, if we put the shield up inwardly and outwardly, our transition on this planet is going to be so much easier.
Yes, you're absolutely right. That's how I see it, too.
And the more light there is, the easier it's going to be seeing, what needs to be seen and fix it.
True.
Mm-hmm. So
you say you saw a change in the center, in the core of the Earth?
Yes.
How did you see it? How did you perceive it?
The notes have changed.
The notes, that's right. You were telling me the notes.
The notes. I mean, my experience of creation is that creation is notes and harmony. Sound is creation, and then sight is second. First comes sound, then comes seeming manifestation.
I think what you're saying is absolutely true. I do think, though, there's a couple more elements to that, and the other element is, I'm not sure what came first, the sacred geometry or the sound, but there is a connection between vibration, which I think came first, which is, and I thought this was so beautiful, Rosemary, that what vibration actually is the love force that comes from source and is carried by the cherubim throughout the cosmos. So that vibration is actually source's love. And I love that description.
That puts it into place and beyond mystery. It just brings it back into the understanding of the realm of love.
Yes. And
Thank
so
you.
That's what that's what vibration is. And so that vibration is connected to sound. It is connected to sacred geometry. I'm inclined to think that after the vibration comes the sacred geometry, and out of the sacred geometry comes the sound.
Okay.
But it's like a ladder that all leads back to source. Golly, it's gorgeous, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm just watching these wonderful colors as you're talking about this. Thank you.
Well, color is a part of it also.
Mm-hmm.
No, color is very intricately connected. Were you ever listening, Rosemary, when I talked about what I saw when the souls were created?
I don't have that in full memory. Just
well,
parts.
Well, you would love this because many times when I work with the cherubim and we're reading the records, I actually see the event. And this particular event is so magnificent as to when the souls were created. And there was like a creation table that seemed to be into infinity. It was so large. And there was source. All I could see a source was this bright light. And out of this bright light, it was like darts of white light that came forth. And combining with that light, white light, was color, was sound, and those sounds were very similar to the melody of creation, the melody of the universe, probably what you are calling the sound that you're talking about is probably part and parcel of that. Like you say, the melody or the sound of the earth has changed. And those things all came together following the blueprint or the plan that Source had put forth first.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so remarkable because it was like a color wheel. And as these colors went through this, what I perceived as like a color wheel, how they changed. This was all according to God's blueprint, because each color that was coming in was bringing forth the number of souls and the individual souls to fulfill the blueprint or the plan that Source had created. And as this color wheel is moving and this energy is coming from Source and this white light, and the sound, the music of the spheres, and fulfilling this blueprint, this plan that Source had put together, the souls, then, according to their color band, 1 second, they were nothing. And the next second, they awakened to their consciousness of who they were. And the amazement that this was the thing that just I was so fascinated with, the amazement when they woke to their consciousness that they were created souls at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know how long all of this would take. It probably took a very long time for all of these souls to be created, but it was like waves and waves and waves of it according to color, and the color wheel spun, changing its different colors. Some souls were of a particular color, one color, and then the color wheel would change, and then some souls came in as several different colors, and each color pertained to the inclination that was implanted into their soul, answering the work they wanted to do.
Wow.
I just love repeating that right now, because to me, it is just so beautiful.
That feels good in the heart chakra.
You better believe it feels good.
Thank you so much for all your help and your assistance. And you know, sometimes I have a question, and I'm always cautious about my ego, and I kept asking them. They said, well, finally call Carolyn. And thank you, Charlene, so much. And I will let others have the have the floor for today, and thank you so much.
Well, we're glad you had our number.
Okay, thank you, dear. Bye-bye.
Goodbye. So, folks, we have a toll-free number here. Just imagine, can you find any place today that's going to give you a toll-free number that you can call in and participate in such joyful information? Only BBS has this for you. Your toll-free number, dear, 877-876-5227. So you can just thank BBS Radio in your heart and send them lots of love for all the work that they do and give us a call and join in. Well,
that didn't take long.
And who's this calling in?
How are you?
We're wonderful. And your
name? I want to ask you about my future.
Your name, please?
Annabelle.
Hi, Annabelle.
Hi, how are you?
We're fine. What can we do for you, Annabelle?
Well, I want to know which is the right direction for me as far as it goes work-wise, if I should open my own company or if I should study in another place. I just don't know what to do right now.
Well, I'm going to turn you over, first of all, to Charlene. Charlene, do you care to give Annabelle some thoughts?
You want to do your own business?
Do I what?
She doesn't know if she wants to do her own business.
Oh,
she's
you
looking
don't
for
know.
Some direction.
I would like to do my own business, yes.
Oh, you do?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, I thought she said she did.
Answer is yes, Charlene.
Okay, and what is your own business?
I like arts.
It's what?
Arts.
I can't hear what
she said. Art.
Art.
She likes art. Wants to open up her own business with art.
You mean to have a studio?
Something like that, exactly, with a partner.
Okay, and?
And I don't have the capital right now, the money.
Okay,
and
the money.
Maybe I can win the lottery, or I don't know where to find the money. That's the thing that's stopping me. But
okay,
so
you need a small business loan?
A what?
A small business loan.
Yeah, it will be my business. Yes.
Yeah. Well, there are places out there that you can apply for a small business loan with very low interest. Have you tried that?
You said?
I don't think they can hear me.
Okay, Annabelle, you're having there's a little bit of problem communicating between you and Charlene. So let me tell you what she said. You can hear me, can't you?
Now I can hear you perfectly.
Good. What Charlene said is she asked you a question and you gave her some answers. You're interested in art. You want to have a business of your own. You want to have a partner. You need some financing. And she said, are you aware of the fact that you can get business loans with very small interest? So that was her question that she posed to you. Now my question is, are you the artist or did you just want to handle art?
I'm the artist.
Okay, you're the artist. What kind of art are you pursuing?
Graphic design.
Graphic design. Now, would this be like graphic design for corporations perhaps that want a presence on the internet, or do you want to work for have corporate clients come to you for their graphic art? What part of this graphic art are you trying, or do you feel you're qualified for?
Having my having companies come to me, and I give them the final product.
Okay. I think Charlene has enough information that she can work with programming the field for you. Have you ever listened to the show before?
No, I haven't. Just right now.
Okay, well, let me explain something. Charlene is very talented. She works with God. She goes into the quantum field, which is God's field, and she programs that field with God, asking God to to open up areas to bring to you the things that you are requesting. Charlene, have you written these things down?
Yes, I have.
Okay, as we discuss this, Annabelle, Charlene writes it down, so she's sort of like putting all of these questions into a mix. And do you need anything else, Charlene?
I just need to know what kind of money that she's asking for.
Now, when you say money, you mean money to open up the business?
Right.
Yes.
Okay, Annabelle, have you figured out how much money you need to start this business?
I'm doing my business plan, and I have an idea, so yes, I do.
Okay, you're gonna need that. Are you going to need that figure, Charlene?
Yes, how much?
What's the figure, Annabelle?
To start it, like for the first 3 months, maybe $8,000.
I think you better look for more than that.
Charlene, she said the first three months,
$8,000, but I think we need to ask for more than that.
Yes, because I'm hearing that she needs to ask for $10,000.
Okay, $10,000.
Is that good?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so we'll go in. Is your higher source God?
Is your higher source God, Annabelle?
Yes.
Yes, God's her higher source, Charlene.
Okay, then I will go in and have God program that for her.
Okay, you do that, Charlene, and then I'll talk to her.
Okay, thank you.
So, Annabelle, Charlene does not hear us when we talk because she has gone into an altered state.
Mm-hmm.
She goes through, like I said, different states of consciousness until she gets to the quantum field. So she doesn't hear us as we are discussing this. And what she's going to do is she's going to plan this. Now, I would like to suggest to you, you have a business plan, and that's marvelous. I also want to make known to you that the government has programs for grants.
Okay.
Have you considered that?
No, I haven't.
Well, see, women are considered minorities. We don't feel like a minority, but as far as the government's concerned, in the business world, they consider us a minority because there's not as many women in business as men.
Oh, okay.
So you have an advantage being a woman in getting a loan, you know, from that aspect. You have a business plan, and I would suggest that you consider looking into getting a grant from the government to start your business.
Okay. Where do I find that? Just go to
hold that thought, Annabelle, because Charlene has come back. Let's see what Charlene said.
Okay. I need to know what the name of your business is going to be.
The name of the business, Annabelle?
I don't know yet.
I think you need to consider that. What's your thoughts on that?
What's the what?
Do you have any thoughts on what you might call this business?
What's it called?
The name of it.
I was thinking Gooklich.
Can you spell that?
Gooklich. Gucklich.
Okay.
Gooklich.
Okay,
Charlene, it's Gucklich.
Right. Okay. I'm going to go in and put that in the field.
Okay,
Annabelle, what does that mean?
That means luck.
What does it mean?
Luck in German.
I love it. Luck. Okay. I think we're ready for some luck.
Okay. Tell her that I just heard that she needs to do something that has a more flow to it that people will remember.
Ah. Did you hear that, Annabelle?
And I have to find a name that people will remember?
Yes.
A name, he's saying, you need a name that people immediately will remember when they not want to have a graphic design. It'll come to their mind because the name comes very quickly to them. Can you think of one that would come very quickly?
Shirley, okay. How about if she incorporated the word luck in that some fashion? Lucky something.
Yes, you could say that and then love graphic design. How does that sound?
Sounds good.
Lucky design?
Uh-huh. Yeah, or say the whole thing and then love graphic design.
Sounds great.
Does that sound right?
Yeah.
Because you've got to have something that just flows with their energy. It's got to flow.
Okay.
And he said to look up small business loans. The government will give you, and you, because you're a woman, you can also go in and get it because of what? You're a minority.
We just talked about that while you were in Theta, dear.
Okay, I'll catch up.
Okay.
Because that's what I heard. You're supposed to go in as a minority.
Right.
In the small business loan, it's a government loan.
Okay. Or grant.
Yeah, or grant, yes.
I think she's better to try the grant because she's only asking for $10,000.
Right. Well, the grant, yeah, a lot of times what will happen is you won't have to pay it back.
Well, that's what the grant is, honey.
I know. Rather than the loan.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I prefer a grant than a loan.
Oh,
I already have a loan.
All.
Well, I don't need another loan.
Okay, Sherilyn, you go back to work, darling.
Okay, well, you guys finish your conversation. Okay, just a minute.
Thank you.
I thought that was so funny, Annabelle. She didn't hear us talking, and she came back with the same information that I had said, you know, to go for a government grant. There are books that the government has that you can purchase that talks about their grant program. And I can't think offhand just where to go. I've got a book of that myself, actually. It's a large book that discusses all of the loans and grants that the government offers. And I would suggest that you just put it in Google and look for it.
You're
going to have to do a little searching because I don't have it right here at my hand. Let me ask somebody in the audience if you know where Annabelle could go to get a book on the government loans and grants for small businesses. But I let us, you know, call in and let us know. But Annabelle, I really think that if you did a search on Google, you would find it.
Thank
this
you
is
so much.
Well known.
Perfect. I will look for it.
Yeah, I'd go for the grant. You're not asking for a lot of money.
For four or for $10,000? I couldn't understand.
Yes, apply for $10,000.
Okay.
While you're doing that, Charlene is working with God in the quantum field, programming this right now.
I got you.
So she'll be back when she's finished. So are you a regular listener with BBS?
Yeah, it's very nice. It's very interesting to see all the different type of people that speak there. There's a lot of knowledge out there.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And all the things that you were talking now with the other person about Atlantis and the underworld and whatever it is, you know, it's a lot of interesting information.
Opens up your mind to a lot of different topics, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm a mystic by heart.
If you're a mystic by heart, you could go to my website, www.carolynevers.com.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of mystical information on that website. A lot of new articles. Read my blog. I've got a blog there that has a lot of interesting information. There's also a free ebook that you can download that talks about how my journey, how I got started, and how I pursued my work.
Wow.
Yeah, you would enjoy that.
That's interesting.
Okay, now this has been programmed that it's been put in the field as you already own it. You don't put in that you're going to or you want to. It's been put in that you now own. Okay?
Okay, I have it.
And it's $10,000 or more.
Okay.
Okay? Because you always program the field as if you already have it. You don't go in with, I want, or I'm going to, or I'll try. You put in it exactly as you choose it.
And can I get it through the lottery or something like that?
That's what everybody asks me. I even ask myself.
Well, I should ask. I don't want to stay with the... I'm just asking, right?
You know, you never know how this is going to come, Annabelle.
Right.
When the field is programmed, if you truly believe it... Now, see, that's... When Charlene says that you own it, it could come... The universe could provide this for you in many ways. I would pursue looking at the grant.
I will do that, definitely.
As a matter of fact, it would be of your best interest in order to produce the energy that was put in the field at this time. Like tomorrow morning, you pick up the phone book and you start looking and you make a phone call. That means you've started the energy. You already act as if you already own it.
Okay.
Okay? And then you don't always go into the worrying brain that says, or to analyze it or try to figure it out, because it's been put in the quantum field, which is God field, and all he's going to do is he's going to put it in there for you. All you're going to do is step back and say, okay, I will do the physical labor. Now God will put it in place.
Okay.
Okay, and don't go in and to the left brain or to ego and try to analyze and figure it out. You just go in and do, and you'll be directed. Okay?
Before you go, Annabelle, there's something else I'd like to add to what Charlene just said. I read this in a book on manifestation, and they gave the example of when you go to a restaurant, you pick up the menu, you choose something, and then you give the order to the waitress, and you know she's going to go to the kitchen and bring that back for you and put it in front of you. I think of that as owning it. Just like Charlene said, own it.
Mm-hmm.
We've been to the restaurant. You have given your order.
Charlene
just placed your order. And the universe is going to come back and put this in front of you. So be in that mode. You just know this is going to happen.
Amen. I know it will. I know.
There was a lot of things that God goes in and releases a lot of issues that you could have had in a past life, in your DNA, in your subconscious mind, and in your heart mind that could be programmed for sabotaging or keeping this one coming in. What he did was go in and cancel all of it. Anything that would be a detriment to you having this arrive in your life, and then replaced it with the exact things that you asked for, okay? So the negative has been released and the positive has been put in its place. So there shouldn't be any negative that should stand in your place, in your way at all, to keep you from achieving what you want to achieve here.
Well, bless you, Annabelle. Call us back at some future time and let us know how things are going with you.
Okay, thank you so much. All the best to you.
Okay,
you
bye.
Too.
Thanks. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too. Well, Charlene... Half of the show is over. I just love it. So why don't you give your telephone number for those who might want to call you privately for a private session?
Okay, I'm Mountain Standard Time, and it's 801-944-9346. And you can do, you know, it's kind of like somebody said, oh, this is happening in my life, and I said, well, then change it. We all think that everything is set in stone, and that with that what we're looking at in our life is we can't do anything about it, and that's not true. God has given us the creative power to change things. So manifest what you choose, and let's get busy and work on making things different for you.
Sounds good. Now we have another caller, and your name, caller.
Hi, it's Rebecca. How are you?
Hi, Rebecca.
I have that information for the government grant for the previous caller.
Oh, good. Cool. Okay, great.
Okay, it's usgovinfo.about.com.
Oh, Rebecca, I'm so glad, and I'm sure Annabelle is still on listening to us. So, Annabelle, you got the information, and Rebecca, would you be kind enough to read that out one more time?
If
she didn't have a pencil in her hand.
usgovinfo.about.com.
Now, how come you had that, Rebecca? Have you applied for a government loan, or did you just do a search on Google or something?
I just Googled. So it's real easy to obtain information if you know what to type in.
Right. What did you type in?
Small business government loan.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So my question is when you started talking about the cherubim and making the decision to go home,
yep.
I just started crying. Tears just started coming down my face.
Well, what do you think that might be an indication of?
Yeah, it was this, oh my God. So you were going to talk a little bit more about that, you said.
Well, Rebecca, since this had an emotional connection with you, let's first, before we talk about it, see if you are one of those who came to Earth. I'm starting to get full of this energy myself. Okay, let's see. Listen close. Put on your ears. I think we got a message for you. Oh. As I said, first of all, when we're working on the show, we really can't give the full depth of explanation because we're not working with the written word. I mean, when people ask for a reading about this, I might put out 4 or 5 pages
right.
of typed information. So, Rebecca, keep that in mind that this is sort of the abbreviated message, so to speak.
Yes, that's fine.
So, many times when we do this, what the cherubim do is give me pictorials. It's sort of like a newsreel, you know?
Uh-huh.
And this is what they are doing now. And they are showing, first of all, the first group of cherubim that came, their leader. And I have to say that her soul was quite large and expansive when it was there with Source. The scope of one of these cherubimic souls is so large, it is just hard for us to even fathom this. And she is standing there with her soul family. They have been requested by the favored son. You might not have heard this story. The favored son was the first soul that was created after the cherubim and the seraphim. We know the favored son's, one of the favored son's incarnations here, shall we say, a part of that soul, because the complete soul did not incarnate. but it was that one that we know of as Yeshua. Yeshua was involved in the planning of this particular solar system here and asked for the cherubim to come because as this creation was being examined, he realized that there was the possibility of the Mardak destruction. And it required cherubim. No one else could do this job other than cherubim. It is why they came, is because this was a vibrational situation. This was not an explosion. It was an implosion, which meant that all of Mardak fell in upon itself, and we see the remains of Mardak in the asteroid belt. That was Mardak. And so cherubim had to come and do this work because of their vibrational field. They were and are the masters of vibration. And so this leader on the first, there was actually two very large contingents. And what she is showing me is you were part of that first group. You were part of what they call the first tier, the first choir. And they say that because there are different levels. And the different levels pertain to the, not just the energy and ability, but the training, because the cherubim have, you might say, different categories of the jobs that they fulfill. And you were one of those who came with that first tier. And what she is saying is you and all the cherubim were extremely brave. She is bowing to you and all the cherubim that came with both groups because they did not know when or how they would get back to source. And so they very bravely left. And the thing is, Rebecca, they really didn't want to leave.
Oh, to begin with?
Yes, they didn't want to leave. They didn't want to leave source. Because they are so involved in the energy of love that comes directly from source. It is expended upon them first. It comes through. The seraphim have their own job of reflecting some of the vibrational waves of love, of vibration back to source, and that which comes through. The cherubim are the first group to assist in carrying this forth. And so the cherubim, when they stay with source, are in almost constant ecstasy of this love. And this ecstasy comes forth from them like giant waves from the ocean, one wave after another. This love force comes from source. And it is so magnificent, and it is so wondrous that it almost pushes them down to be upon their knees. It is so magnificent. And then they go about their business until the next wave comes. And so, my darling, we left this. And we left it because we loved source so much that we would do something that we really didn't want to do because we loved source and source's love and source's work, that we would love leave source not knowing when we would be able to go back. And so she bows to us and she says, this is the time when the energy will soon be here that you can go back to source. Now, I want you to know, Rebecca, that after Margat, it wasn't like we were lolling around doing nothing.
I'll attest to that.
Because what was in the hands of the cherubim was to bring forth the golden ages. And it was because, again, they held the energy. They had the vibrational waves. And so each attempt at the golden age was initiated by these same cherubim. Now, there was a group of cherubim that stayed in the higher astral plane. And there was a group of cherubim who worked on planet Earth. And the reason for that is that those in the higher planes held the space, held the energy.
Mm-hmm.
They understood more the emotional pull because they weren't down here in the denseness of this planet.
Uh-huh.
They were in the high astral plane, and so they, in a sense, were holding the space, and they were helping to guide those who were on the planet and were helping to inspire them as to how to do their particular work. And what she is saying is many times you were part of that work of the cherubim. You were in the higher planes, the higher astral planes, holding the space for those cherubim down on this planet, helping to guide them, helping to inspire them. And as you were there, your connection with Source was more direct, and you could follow the energy waves back to Source, and in that, you were transferring that information to those cherubim upon Earth. But since this is the last time, so to speak, as I, Carolyn Evers, would say, the last hurrah, before ascension, before these changes here, you decided that you wanted to incarnate, that you wanted to be in the physical, that you wanted that experience. And so, my dear Rebecca, you're knee-high in experience right now.
Yes.
And so what you need to do is to... And this is what is being told to the different cherubim, is you need to connect to your higher mind to go to that entranceway, through that doorway, so that they can help open up the memories, so your soul monad can start bringing forth some of the memories of home and give you that direct connection as to how and when and what your choices are.
Okay.
I would also suggest that if you're so inclined, join us on the conference calls with Archangel Mikael. We've been working with the standing wave. We are here doing planetary service right now. And if you listened to the earlier part of the show, you would have heard about how what the cherubim right now and the... messengers of the Elohim are bringing in the energies from the Masters, from Archangel Mikael. We are helping to connect them into the center of the Earth, and we are in turn bringing a blanket of light to the grid system beyond this planet.
Uh-huh.
So give it some thought. Think about it. If you can join us, we would love to have you.
Okay, what's the next conference call with him?
If you go to carolynevers.com, up in the right-hand corner, you will see a button that says conference calls. And if you hit that, there's the schedule is up there for May. And the next May conference call is May the 22nd.
Okay.
And if you decide to join, let me know.
Okay.
Do it as soon as you can so I can send you the meditation from the previous program, because we're bringing, we brought in the standing wave.
Uh-huh.
We brought that energy to the subtle body. We last week last month, brought it into the physical body, and this is so powerful that it is something that you need to work with. And I, if you join us, I want you to have that meditation, because the next program next month, June, we're going to, Archangel Michael, Yeshua, and Master Kasumi are going to be working with that and moving that energy to the mind.
Okay.
So, okay. Darling, we're glad you're here.
Yep. Well, I'm glad this information came through. Because there's been things going on where, like, all of a sudden there's nobody in my life. I make phone calls. People don't call me back. It's just been changing. And when I go through energy, certain energy waves, I'll get this feeling. It's not like I'm dizzy, but this kind of feeling where it's hard for me to stay grounded.
Well, I'll tell you what's happening to you, dear. Parts of your angelic body are being implemented into what was here, that portion that was here on Earth. And what happened was, if you can imagine, there is a great distance from the center of the cosmos down to where we are located, where Earth is right here. So there's a tremendous distance. Not only is it a tremendous distance, but there were quite a few different dimensions that you had to come through. And in essence, as you see, at the higher you go, there is more space between the particles. And the individual soul is much larger, the physical is larger. And so, in a sense, it was like we had to squeeze down into very dense, compacted particles. And now, as this energy is coming back to us, we have little particles of energy that is sort of like strung out. And sometimes you feel when because see, what's happening is you're raising your vibration. And as you are raising your vibration, you are reconnecting to some of these particles that are strung out. And so you probably will agree that you're starting to feel a little different. Well, would you agree with that?
Yes.
Well, you see, your friend, you're talking about, you're calling people and so forth. They're sensing your difference also. Your light quotient is much higher. And as a person's light quotient increases, it is harder now for people who are not on your same level to be able to relate to you. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, yes.
And it's not, well, you see, you have changed, you have broadened your perspective, and they haven't. And so, yes, there was a change. Now, what I would say is what's going to make you a lot happier is for you now to start connecting to those people who are on your same light quotient.
What state are you in, Rebecca?
California.
You're where?
California.
Oh. you should have a really wonderful support system coming in.
Yeah, they're starting to show up. They're starting to show up at
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're going to need people that have them, like she was saying, or the same mindset.
Okay.
And you need the support system right now.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah, because otherwise it feels very lonely.
Yes.
Okay. So you'll have to start seeking those individuals out. They'll come to you.
Okay.
Well, Rebecca, what I was in the process of telling you, my dear, you will find a lot of these individuals on the conference call, and also fellow cherubim and fellow Elohim messengers.
Okay. Okay, well, I'll do that. I'll go out to your website then.
Yeah.
Did you have anything else you wanted to share with us or with me or Charlene?
Finances are still a struggle.
Okay. Charlene? I'm going to turn Rebecca over to you because I felt like there was something that she needed.
Yeah. Well, you know, we can go into the, is God your higher source?
Yes.
Okay, we can go in and ask that the field be open for you to receive those individuals that are at your vibrational frequency. Is that what your need is?
No. Well, I'm not saying that's not her need, but there's something that she added to that.
I know
yes,
that,
she needs
but,
that,
what
but
is
she
it?
Also wants the financial aspect opened.
What is it?
She wants more money.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Tell Carolyn Allen to get on it for me.
You know what? Did you? Wait just a minute. Oh. It looks like you have some ancestors that made an oath of poverty. Do you know what that is?
Yeah, we looked at that before. You filled some of my fields before.
On the oath of poverty?
Yes.
Well, the money hasn't come in.
Slowly.
Let's put some wheels under that.
I'm trying to see where, just a minute, I'm asking him where, what else we need to do for that, okay?
Okay.
Okay, you still, what is your belief system about having a lot of money? You've got a belief system, what is it?
Yeah, let's see, what has recently come up again is, well, here we go. You know, it's never enough. Something else is going to come up.
Never enough. Okay.
Yeah, we've worked on that one, too.
Yeah, but it's still there.
Yeah.
Never enough. Okay. Was your parents in the Depression?
Yes.
Okay. Because, see, I'm not seeing it in the oath of poverty as much as it's more in your, what's called, I call this, sphere of understanding. In other words, we grow up with an understanding, what is taught us from conception, not just at birth, because energy starts at conception.
Right.
So if it's okay with you, let's go in and change that. What was your parents' belief system about having money?
My mom was, I gave up a lot of things for you kids. I went without.
Okay, I went without.
Yeah.
And?
And my dad was, you have shoes to wear, you have food on the table, you have a roof over your head, because he didn't have a lot of that, as far as, you know, having a warm place to stay and stuff, when he was growing up.
Okay. In other words, they were letting you know that they did the best they could.
Oh, I was thinking also they were letting me know it was better than they had.
Which is
yeah, and you should be
true. Satisfied
with what you got.
That's right. You don't know how good you got it.
Yeah. Right.
Well, but what it's doing is, okay, so the subconscious says, what does it say to you? What does it say? This is how much you get because it's still better than what I had.
Exactly.
So it never goes beyond that on a subconscious level.
Right, and if I did buy myself something that I worked for and paid for, it was that you always think you're better than somebody else. You always have to have something better.
There it is. You think you're better than everybody.
Even though I worked for it and I paid for it.
Well, that doesn't, yeah, that's right. That doesn't mean anything.
Oh, okay.
It's the words that were used, because every word that we speak becomes a vibrational frequency of sound that becomes our reality in the subconscious mind.
Okay.
So it's saying to you that you don't deserve. Is that correct?
Yeah. I mean, it's good enough the way it is right now.
That's why it's not coming in.
Or right. How about this? You're expecting more than what you're entitled to.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, okay. So you can go in and say, I deserve. Now, I'm going to take that, have God take that out.
Okay.
And we're going to put in, not only that do you deserve unlimited amount, I mean unlimited. God has not sat back and said, okay, John next door gets $1 million and you get 20,000.
Uh-huh.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's this that the energy that blocks it.
Okay, yes.
Okay. So not only is deserving, what you have to do is once I put it in God's field, he'll put it in as I deserve. He'll turn around and I, without any doubt, will put I now accept.
Okay. Or
in other words, you're putting the energy out that says, there's an energy that says I deserve. Okay.
Okay.
Now you've got to turn around and say the energy, I now accept that energy.
Okay.
See, there's a difference, isn't there?
Yeah, it's like going to the next level or next step.
Yeah.
Because you may think, you know, I believe I deserve it, but I don't allow it in my life.
Well, because your subconscious has been programmed differently.
Okay.
So the subconscious doesn't understand what it's supposed to have until we reprogram it.
Okay.
Okay, let's do that right now. Is that okay?
That's great.
Okay, just a minute.
Okay.
Well, you're having an exciting afternoon, haven't you?
Oh, I just really appreciate this immensely. It was a year ago today that my dancer dog passed away, and I've called in several times about dancer. And
mm-hmm.
on one of the shows, Archangel Mikael, she came with him, and he was petting her. And he was telling you that his arm was getting tired and he had to sit down. And that was my dancer dog. And you also talked about the massive amount of love that she was able to get. We were able to share. And it makes sense now about being the cherubim
mm-hmm.
and how that connected in with her. So anyway, I could hardly talk, but...
That's okay. You know, it's good to be overwhelmed with good things.
Yeah.
And that's really what this is, to be overwhelmed with good things. And Archangel Mikael, he is such a trip. I tell you, he comes on the conference calls, and he is his humor. I mean, sometimes he'll show himself in a baseball uniform.
One time he was
so playful.
One time he was waiting to speak and you were talking and he was just standing there. I think it was behind me, just tapping his foot waiting.
Oh, he's so cute. I mean, we think of him as up on a pedestal. And he wants us to feel like he is our brother.
Yeah.
And not to put him up on the pedestal, that he is our friend.
Yeah.
Do you call on him?
Sometime. I need to really do more spiritual work. I will do it like at night when I'm in bed, but I find if I do anything when I'm in bed, I fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
So,
how about the first thing in the morning? Do you have time for that then?
I can make time, yes.
Maybe that's a good time. Right after you have wakened up, you know, you're still in exactly a twilight zone, but you're still in the alpha state somewhat.
No, I totally understand, yeah.
Yeah, and if you have that opportunity to do that, then that might be a good time.
So call upon him while he did a quiet state and
yes.
just like he's sitting up or something like that?
Well, you see, we work very closely with Archangel Mikael
uh-huh.
and so do his other light workers. When he brought the geometric string to this part of the cosmos, and when I looked in, it was a red string, and when I looked inside, I could see all of the sacred geometry all, like, interwoven into one another. And all of his light workers came with that. And I see you would have been with that also. And they came, and they held the space. And he also The Elohim participated in this. They brought forth God's plan. And when all of that came together, all of his light workers held the space. There was like this gigantic explosion.
Uh-huh.
And before that explosion, the four corners, the Elohim brought in the four corners, which were like square corners, and they went up. I couldn't even see the top of them, but they came from the four directions, and they all came very close to one another, and when they touched is when this giant explosion came, and it looked like a gigantic ball of fire that filled up the whole area as far as you could see. And then it from the red, it turned into, I saw the whites and the oranges. And when it took a long time for this to clear, and when it did, there was planet Earth.
Oh, what a beautiful story.
Yes. And he said to tell his light workers that you were all there. So anybody like you and me and anybody else who is out there who feels like they are a light worker, who work for the light,
uh-huh.
you were there. You held the space. And it was such a joyful journey. We all came in great joy to participate in what had been planned for this part of the cosmos. And unfortunately, the negative forces and those diametrically opposed to Source, this was not part of the plan.
Uh-huh.
So it
okay,
was...
Okay, Rebecca?
Yeah?
I have to tell you something that he pulled for you, and
okay.
hopefully it was okay.
Oh, yeah, I don't care.
Okay, because part of it is, he was saying, part of it is there's an energy within you in a subconscious mind. The subconscious mind has created within you guilt, feeling guilty. As soon as you see it starting to come in, then the subconscious sets you up to sabotage. Apparently, you've had money coming in.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you would sabotage it? Is that correct?
I would say yes, now that I have a better understanding how
okay.
we create.
He was saying that it would become sabotaged. And all of a sudden, you're seeing it back off again.
Yeah.
Okay, he said that it's because the feelings that you created when you were growing up made you feel guilty.
Uh-huh.
So he had to pull the feelings of being guilty.
Okay.
Feeling guilty, feeling the sense of lack.
Uh-huh.
Okay, those are vibrational frequency of sound.
Okay.
So he pulled those out. And the other thing that he went in to do was you go in and he went in and if this is okay, he forgave your mother for her own issues.
Oh, okay.
They're not yours. They created those issues. Well,
okay.
because of what they had, right?
Right.
So then if it's okay with you, he'll go in and have you forgive them for their issues.
Okay.
And do each one of them separately.
Okay.
And then if that is done, now their issues they created, those feelings of lack, those feelings of feeling guilty themselves, right?
Right.
And the feelings of coming in and wanting you to recognize the fact that, well, you're doing okay. You know, you did better than we did.
Right.
And they thought that would be a positive, but it was actually programming the subconscious for a negative.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So what you're doing is you're releasing their belief system about
uh-huh.
money.
Okay.
And you're giving that to God.
Okay.
And then you're forgiving them because why? They're the essence of Godfather and Godmother. That's who they are.
Right.
You're forgiving not their issues. You're forgiving the essence of who they are.
Okay.
You know, I'm one of these times I'm going to have to go on the air and just explain that whole process. Because when God gave me that process, it makes more sense than anything I've ever heard on forgiveness. Because then we turn around and we say, well, I have to forgive them for making me feel guilty.
Uh-huh.
But that isn't true.
Okay.
you're only forgiving the essence of Godfather and Godmother. Your mother and dad created their own issues. They're the creation of that.
Okay.
Then after we do that, we have you forgive yourself for feeling guilty.
Okay.
Or feeling lack, or sabotaging yourself.
Okay.
And you give that to God, and then after you've forgiven yourself, then you put in, and I saw it, the energy coming in with you.
Uh-huh.
And that is, you put in, I now deserve an abundance of money in a positive way.
Okay.
I now accept abundance of money coming into me in a positive way.
Okay.
That's put in afterwards.
Okay.
Is that okay with you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Can you think of anything else that you'd like to have you put in there?
Oh, I think right now that's plenty.
Is that fine?
Yeah, that's great.
Okay. All right. Let's do that.
Okay.
Well, this has been an exciting afternoon for you. Has it not?
Yes, it has very much.
Mm-hmm.
I like that part about her talking about forgiving the essence of the father, the godfather, and the godmother.
Right.
Because that takes it to another level about, like, not having it towards them personally, so to speak.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the thing is, that period of time that your parents lived through, you know, the times of the Depression, was very difficult for people.
Especially my dad. My mom lived on a farm.
Uh-huh.
And her dad was functioning, where my grandfather was not. He was an active alcoholic, so he was gone for long periods of time.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And then my dad actually was in World War II, and I was just thinking about that the other day. He could never talk about it, but it must have affected his life so much.
Oh, really? And so your parents were affected by so many events that shaped their emotional feelings. And when you were talking about the things that your mom had said to you, I was thinking, well, my golly, if I heard my mother say that to me, I would feel very guilty for her sacrifice, because it made it sound like she was sacrificing these things for you, that she was giving to you.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, oh, I'm giving this out of my joy. Because
right. Oh, no, no.
Feeling joy.
Right.
So I could understand why you were feeling the way you were about it.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm glad you called in and talked to Charlene about it, because it helps. I think when we discuss these things, it helps to give you real insight as to what you inherited from your family and what needs changing, and more importantly, the sense of how to forgive this.
Exactly, because I've prayed for forgiveness and all that stuff, and it only moved it so much.
Well, it doesn't, you know, to a certain extent, like you said, it moves it so much. It doesn't really get down to the issue. I think a lot of times it's hard for children to grow up in the attitude that of being very positive and loving, because our parents have issues that aren't ours, and they help form our consciousness. And then when it's time to forgive them, it's hard to do that because you're grieving, and I'm talking about myself here too,
uh-huh.
You're grieving over things that happened in the past when, in essence, the parents really did do the best that they could under the circumstances that they had to live with.
Yes, yes.
And
okay,
it's hard for the child to know that.
Okay.
Are you back, Charlene?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
This forgiveness that you both are talking about right now is absolutely a vital process that everybody goes through. And most of the time, it's kind of like Carolyn was saying, we assume that we're responsible. Children grow up feeling responsible for the way their parents perceive things.
Uh-huh.
And they feel that responsibility, and the things that they said actually placed that responsibility on you.
Uh-huh.
And as a child, you accepted it.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now that responsibility has just been given to God.
Okay.
And you have been released from that responsibility.
Okay.
Now, I want to ask you, how is your body feeling? I want to know how your body's feeling right now.
I'm feeling a lot lighter.
Okay, good.
And it was that
That's
feeling when
said.
You said that forgiveness kind of thing. It was kind of like a sigh of, okay, you know, I can forgive myself. I've forgiven myself. I've forgiven them. It's like it's over.
Yeah,
that's
because
beautiful.
They created their issues.
Right.
The child assumed that the child created them.
Right, right. And
but that's been that, and I'd like to have you call back and let us see how, because it was all created in the spiritual body for you now.
Yeah.
In the physical body is what I call it.
Yeah.
It's been created now in the emotional body.
Okay.
Because the emotions have been changed.
Okay.
Now in the physical body, and it's all been grounded to your life's path.
Okay.
Which is here on this earth.
Okay.
And it was like, see, it opened up, like Carolyn was saying, it opens up the cosmos of the God energy so that it can flow into you now.
Okay.
So let's see how fast it, and it's been, we put in there now.
Okay.
Not in the future. It became in to be manifested now.
Okay.
Okay?
Well, thank you.
Do you have any questions about that?
No. It's been quite a full afternoon.
Well, you can get off the line, put your feet up, and feel good about it.
Well, I'm going to run to the mailbox and see what's out there.
See if there's any text.
Yeah.
I love it.
Well, thank you, ladies, so much, and you have a happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. You
and
too.
And you too.
Okay, take
Bye-bye.
Care. Bye.
You know, I had forgotten about that, Charlene. We
well,
yeah,
we haven't even mentioned it, did we?
No.
Well, same on us.
Well, we are mothers, so
I know.
Let's wish each other a happy Mother's Day and all of those other mothers out there.
Yes, the world couldn't possibly revolve without these wonderful, marvelous mothers that are out there.
That's true.
And you know, one of the things, like I was talking with Rebecca, so many times, if I'm working with a client personally, so many times they'll say, well, you know, I just don't like my mother because of, but that doesn't achieve a positive aspect in your energy field.
No.
What you do is when you finally realize that, and if I point it out, it's like, well, where did she learn that behavior from? Well, Grandma was kind of like that. I said, well, then where did Grandma learn it from? Well, I don't know. And I said, it's usually passed on from generation to generation. So where do you point your finger? You don't. They've done what they needed to do and what they understood. So that's why it's important to just give it to God.
That's so true. They did the best with what they had at the time.
Right,
and
their
as,
circumstances.
As things change and people understand more, they can look at it with different eyes.
And this makes all the difference. I remember when God started telling me about the process of forgiveness, and I, you know, all the time he starts telling me something, I'll go, wait a minute, I got to get a piece of paper. So it might be on an envelope, or it might be on almost anything, because it's not always at a convenient place that he starts telling me. But when he started telling me this, it was like, it was one of the many miracles that he shows us that happens in our life when we can set that aside and allow our parents the opportunity to be who they were because they only learned and understood what they learned and understood.
That's true, and we understand more. Charlene, my dear, we have 15 minutes. Can you believe 2 hours have slipped away?
Oh, no, I can't believe this. Okay.
I want you to, talk about your telephone number, how people can reach you privately.
Oh, yes, okay. 801-944-9346. And if I don't call you back in 48 hours, please call me again, because sometimes my caller IDs don't pick it up, or sometimes we're not hearing, especially if people are on a cell phone. It keeps getting broke up. So please call me back.
Something Charlene's not saying is she's such an energy person that sometimes she blows the circuits.
Yeah. Basically,
and so, my friend,
yeah.
Go to my website, www.carolynevers.com, CarolynEvers.com. There is a tremendous amount of information on my blog. And there is, the last entry has to do with the cherubim. And if some of our discussion touched you in any way on this, you might want to go to the blog and read that. Also, on the Akashic Reading site, you can go into the Akashic Reading site through that Carolyn Evers site. There is some interesting information about...
Hello?
Wait a minute. I'll be with you in a moment.
Oh, okay.
Information about the cherubim's work with the Knights Templar. The Knights Templar were the early ones were the cherubim, and they had come to start a new golden age. So you might be interested in that also. And so, caller, what is your name?
Hi, my name is Tony.
Did you say Tony?
Yes, Tony.
Okay, Tony, what can we do for you, dear?
Yes, Carolyn, you'd asked me to call in when Charlene was working with you. Maybe she could help me with, I don't know, maybe clearing some energy or because I'm trying to find a partner to share my life with. I'm trying to find, I'm dating somebody, but I don't know if he's the person that I'm going to... I'm looking for someone to create a family with.
Okay, so you're about serious business, Tony. You're looking for someone that you are compatible with, that would be the sort of individual that you have a lot in common. You're both looking at the same way, and I suspect spiritually, too. You remind me of a person who's interested in spiritual values, are you not?
Oh, extremely. Extremely,
yeah. So you want somebody who is spiritual, that you're going to, who's going to love and honor you, that you can be a partner with. And so, Charlene, what Tony would like for you to, well, first of all, I think you asked a question similar to this before. Tony's dating an individual. Is this individual,
yes.
Charlene, has he been attracted to her because of the things that they have in common?
I guess what I'm thinking is no. Is
okay.
He just saying what he wants you to hear, say what you want him to hear, say?
Okay. I'm sorry?
Tony, what Charlene is saying is she doesn't feel this is the one
okay.
to do a little bit more study with him, and she feels he's saying the things that he thinks you want to hear him say. Okay, Charlene, we're running out of time, so how about if you'd be kind enough to program the field so that the energy would be
right to attract
to Tony.
And Tony, I would like you to sit down and write a list of the characteristics that you would like to have for your husband, okay?
Yes, yes, Carolyn asked me to do that. I did that, yes. I can do it again.
Excuse me, I thought I remembered that you were the one who did this.
Yes,
he's written the list, Charlene.
Okay. Well, let's put it in the field, okay, Tony?
Okay.
All right.
I thought I recognized your voice, Tony, as one who had asked this question before and mentioned to you about writing out that list. And what Charlene did is she's going into the quantum field now and program it with those attributes that you have on the list.
Yes. Okay.
Do you meditate?
Yes, I do.
I would suggest that when you meditate, see yourself opening the door to the universe, because the universe is going to provide this individual to you. Imagine yourself when you meditate that you're opening that door, and when you open that door, here is the answer and the one that is standing there is the one that you have written down all of these attributes that you wanted in a husband.
Okay.
Am I making myself clear?
Yes, very clear.
Okay. Because Shirley, you've written down the what you would like in your life. You've reviewed them. You're happy with them. Charlene's programming the field. And for you to be able to put this into the now is when you meditate, to see yourself opening the door to the cosmos, to the universe, and there he is standing there ready to walk in for you to receive him.
Okay.
I kind of like that myself.
Yeah, that sounds beautiful.
Well, also, I ask God to have Archangel Michael put what is called the sword of truth so that you'll be able to hear clearly and understand clearly the words that he uses and make sure that he's very honest and true with you.
Yes, okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's excellent, Charlene. Thank you.
Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah.
Because sometimes what we're hearing isn't exactly what we're understanding.
Okay.
Your understanding will be more acute and clear.
Okay.
Of what he's really saying, okay?
Okay. Okay.
See, you're not just working towards having a wonderful husband, but he brings into your marriage his DNA.
Right,
and
right.
Your children will carry his DNA.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So you're picking that right partner is absolutely vital for you and your children.
Because Carolyn did said she had gone into the records and saw that a child would be an indigo child. So it's interesting how she could see the child, but I haven't found the person to create that child. So I'm the person I'm dating now. I'm thinking with him, but maybe I don't know. So
I think the sword of truth is vital to you, dear. Tony, here's the thing. Charlene, are you going to go in and do some more programming?
Well, I don't think we have time.
We do have a couple minutes.
Okay, let's go.
Okay, you go do that, and I'll talk to Tony.
Okay.
Tony, you have this great desire in you, and it's because you're remembering some of your mission. In other words, you made this promise before you came into this planet.
Okay.
And that child is waiting for you. You promised to be the parent because you're going to be able to nurture this child, and this child also is going to be able to offer you great blessings. So you're subconsciously remembering this commitment that you made. And I think you're searching, and when you see an individual, it's like, oh, is this the one? And so it's real easy to read into the words that this person says who might have colored them in such a fashion so that he could color them because he's picking up images from you as to what you want also. So people have a tendency, if they're not right on the mark, they can color some of what they said so you accept it as truth, and maybe he's not truthful. So I think asking Archangel Michael to give you the sword of truth so that when you hear words from people, you evaluate what they're saying beyond the words of what they're saying, but what their intentions are.
Right.
And say, yes, that's excellent. Are you back, Charlene?
Also, what it said that you would also have what he calls wisdom in understanding the one you pick, you have to see what is his DNA.
Okay.
You know, what is his background? Do you want that in your children?
Okay.
Because he put in that you will have wisdom in your choice.
Okay.
Okay?
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Let us know how it's going.
I surely...
Keep in touch, Tony. We want to hear from you, dear.
I most certainly will. Thank you so much. Thank you. Lots of love. Bye.
Lots of love.
Thank you. Lots of love. Bye.
Well, she is such a sweet and loving young lady, Charlene, that I can understand why a gentleman would want to make her acquaintance and be close to her.
Right,
I agree. She has this sweetness about her, this innocence and this gentleness, and I wouldn't want her to be taking advantage of either.
Right, and that's what it... Well, anyway...
Well, giving her the sword of truth.
Right.
To hear,
it makes a big difference.
Yes, to hear what is in, what a person holds secretly.
Yes,
and,
she'll
and
hear
not,
it more clearly and distinctly.
Yes.
And her understanding will be more clear.
Matter of fact, we have about 5 minutes here, Charlene. Let's devote that to other listeners because, you see, you know this and I know this. So many people are out there looking for love. And we meet an individual, and under this first blush of attraction, it is very easy not to hear what this person is actually saying. In other words, what the truth of their heart actually is. And I'm real glad that we brought this up and you brought up Archangel Michael's Sword of Truth. And so this might be a very appropriate time for those people who are either looking for love, who think they are finding, oh, and something that came to me is they might be looking in the wrong places for love. The next time we're on the show, those who are looking for love, give us a call. Let us talk about that. Let us talk about the programming. And if you're looking in the right places for love, and are you hearing the right words that truly are this individual's dying love for you?
Well,
you know,
and a lot of time it's that sphere of understanding is what I call it.
Absolutely.
You understand what you see in your relationship with either your guardians or with your mother and father, and you usually pick up, you either marry your mother or your father, but it doesn't necessarily have to be so if the programming has been done differently before you go out seeking.
Well, there's something else that I'd like to mention to that too, Charlene, is what happens also is we meet people from past lifetimes.
Right.
And sometimes the person that we meet, we're attracted to because of something that happened in the past, and they're not really the one that we made the commitment to be with in this lifetime. Charlene, we probably have about 2 minutes, darling. Anything you want to add to this conversation before we say adieu?
Well, part of it is just being very careful and being very aware of those that you date and understanding that what they say isn't always their intent. And so we have to become very aware and ask God that we understand where they're coming from and what their intent is in our relationship. And
you know,
I do a lot of help with that.
Charlene, that's true of a love relationship, but it's also very true of a business relationship.
Absolutely. Well, absolutely anything. Any
because I know of business partners who have come together and it has been a real disaster.
Yeah,
because their
I've
intent
just been
was
helping
not
a couple of people with dealing with personalities at work, and it's just amazing how that changes.
Absolutely. Well, my darling, we probably have 1 minute. You want any other parting word?
Let's see. Have a wonderful Mother's Day tomorrow.
Now, that's good. And my website and Charlene's phone number is up on today's show information. If you wanted it, didn't get it throughout the conversation, it's there. And we will see you when we see you.
Absolutely. And don't let anybody ever tell you you can't change. You can always change what is going on because God's willed it so.
Goodbye, Charlene.
Goodbye. Thank you.
Goodbye, all.
Bye.
Go in peace and blessings. We love you.
Yes, we do. Bye-bye.
Where would $5,000 per week take you? Discover the exact details of a simple and proven system that quickly puts $5,000 to $10,000 in many students' pockets every week. What's most amazing is that there are almost no computer skills required, and you can start pulling in cash automatically within just a few hours. We are absolutely convinced that our proven system will create massive wealth for virtually anyone. and we'll prove it. Go to bbscashflow.com now and get all the details. That's bbscashflow.com.